Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, it's the beginning of the new liturgical year. And the beginning of the new liturgical year, the church year, is indeed something to be happy about because it carries with it grace. It has to do with our walk with Jesus, with our Christian life. And so there's much more reason for it to be a Happy New Year today than it is at the turning of the calendar year on January 1st. Because that is all that that is. It's just the turning of the calendar year. But the beginning of the liturgical year gives us a surer source of happiness because it has to do with the fulfillment of the promise of happiness that God made to his people that we heard about in our first reading. And Advent begins with the beginning of the new church year. The fulfillment of the promise of happiness has to do with the advent or coming of Jesus to us. His coming in the manger at Bethlehem, his coming on that day in the future to liberate us, and his coming to us daily in the Holy Spirit. So why did Jesus come to us at that point in time, at that particular place on the earth, so many years ago? What kind of love would exchange heaven's throne for a manger and a cross? Well, the reason that Jesus came to us then was to find the 100th sheep, so to speak, to find the one that had strayed, and that one that had strayed is all of us. And so that shows us something about ourselves, about what kind of value and dignity that we have to be so sought after that the Son of God would leave heaven's glory and join us in the misery of our human condition. Such mercy, such grace, such love should leave us speechless and amazed. Now, today in the gospel, Jesus talks about terrible events that will happen at the passing, at the end of this passing world. And he says that people will faint away out of fear and terror at what menaces the world at that time. Why? Well, because those people only have the world. That's all they've got. That's what they put their trust in. And so when it all starts to fall to pieces, of course they're terrified. But for those who know Jesus, for those who have placed their hopes in him and find their meaning and delight in him, they will be able to stand erect and hold their heads high. And so if the beginning of this new church year is not Happy New Year for us, if we don't feel Happy New Year right now, if we are not thrilled at the idea that Jesus came to us to save us and joined our human condition, if we are not consoled by the ways that he comes to us now in the sacraments, in the scriptures, and in our prayer, if we are not ready to hold our ground with confidence before the Son of Man on that day when the world will be in agony, well, then that's a canary in a coal mine for us. That means that perhaps what Jesus warns about in the gospel may indeed be true about our life. Namely, that our hearts have been coarsened by debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life. Now, debauchery and drunkenness are but code words for all that is in excess or surfeit, for all the undue attachments we have to sense pleasure and material things that bloat us so that our sensitivity to truth, to the reality of the spiritual, is dulled. And our hearts being coarsened by the cares of life is really much the same thing. It's that we have forgotten that Jesus came to us and comes to us and will never leave us or forsake us, and all we're just trusting in the world. And so, Advent is a great time then to begin again. A new year of grace to confirm our hearts in holiness, as St. Paul exhorts us in our second reading, to get back in shape with spiritual disciplines. Advent is a great time to begin reading the scriptures every day so that we can be instructed on how to live in the way that pleases God. To fast occasionally from TV and social media and food and anything that makes us spiritually sluggish, and to spend that time instead on increasing our sensitivity to that presence of the one who comes to us and came to us and will come again through that noble and supernatural work of prayer. And so if we begin Advent in this way, then it will be Happy New Year for us. And when Jesus comes again, we will be able to stand erect and hold our heads high without fear. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Amen.